BBC Radio Bristol. Now, a Bristol-based campaign group that's helped thousands of people give up smoking and also to curb their drinking habits is to close in the summer. Councils that have funded the group's work in the past say they can no longer afford to do so. They blame government cuts for the decision. But what do smokers in Bristol make of it?
Since I was 12.
Since I was 14. I'm 42 now.
8 years.
14 years.
30 years.
Since I was about 15.
When I was 14, because that's what everybody did. Patches, chewing gum, the inhaler, but
it does help. It does relieve the stress, and it gives us a little break from what we have to deal with every day.
9 days. I just feel really pleased with my achievement, actually. I never thought I'd be able to give up.
It felt good, but then you get back into the habit, and you get back into daily routine with it.
Smoking's not something that I particularly enjoyed. It's just something that I did because, you know, as an addict, that's just what you do. It's something you can't necessarily overcome yourself. I've reduced my nicotine content that I'm getting from my e-cigarette, but looking again to quit smoking this, because again, you know, I've managed to replace one issue with another one.
You just wanted a cigarette all the time. I've never even thought about packing up, actually.
I've just got too much going on in my life at the moment.
But smoking causes a huge number of issues for patients. In terms of recovery, long-term health consequences, costs, you know, quite a bit of money. Although I think the taxes taken in from smoking is twice that of the actual sort of cost for, you know, what we actually spend. And smoking is a huge killer, and you know, really needs to we need to stop it.
I feel like I would probably need a little bit of help in doing it because it's a habit to break. I like to think I've got a lot of willpower, but I think yeah, it's quite hard to do it on my own.
Well, I actually hate smoking, so if I could give up, I would.
The taxpayers shouldn't pay for it because it's your choice and, you know, nobody else should pay for it. It should be your own responsibility and you should pay for it yourself.
I really enjoy it. That's the problem. I realise it's bad and I'm feeling more that I am thinking about the fact that I should stop smoking at some point. But I don't. You can't do it until you want to do it. I think it's very hard if you don't really want to do it. And at the moment, I still really enjoy it.
I packed it in a couple of times. They expect you to do it too quick and they just give up on you in the end.
In terms of reaching out to people who actually do need help, it's really good that it's there, and I don't know what it would be like if it wasn't there. Would there just be more people smoking?
I think it's more sort of mind and mentally being able to do it rather than anything else.
So we're talking about the closure of the Bristol-based Public Health Action. They were formerly known as Smoke Free South West. So how will this move to close them down in the summer affect smokers and also drinkers as well? Well, Public Health Action declined to appear on Breakfast this morning, which is a shame. But George Butterworth is with us from Cancer Research UK and Simon Clark, who's the director of Forest, a group that represents smokers. George, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Why should councils carry on paying for it? They already do other stop smoking work in their statutory requirements for public health.
Well, I think we heard from listening to the locals in the southwest there that obviously most smokers start before the age of 16. They're children, not adults. And also we know that most smokers from surveys actually want to quit. But it's very difficult to do so because smoking is highly addictive. So you need to have lots of different primers to help people quit. And one of the most effective, cost-effective ways of doing that is through mass media advertising campaigns such as those provided by Public Health Action in the southwest.
A group of MPs say this decision could put lives at risk. That sounds pretty dramatic.
Well, not really, given the fact that up to two-thirds of long-term smokers will die of a smoking-related disease. That horrific disease is caused by smoking, not just cancer, but also heart disease, COPD. These don't only just have an impact on the sustainability of the NHS in treating these people, but there are wider economic costs as well, including social care. Smoking is the biggest cause of house fires, for example. So when you top this up, the impact of smoking in the southwest is absolutely huge. So it really makes sense to do something to reduce smoking rates in the region.
Simon Clark, Director of Forest Morning. What are your thoughts on the closure of Public Health Action? Are you bothered?
Well, I don't think it'll have any impact whatsoever on public health in the southwest. I mean, we have been questioning for some years the purpose of Smoke-Free Southwest. I mean, we've just never seen any unique selling point. And you've got to remember, there are lots of other anti-smoking or quit smoking campaigns and services out there. As you said in your introduction, the council provides smoking cessation services. The NHS has all these various services to help people quit. And of course, there are numerous anti-smoking bodies, cancer research being one of them. There's the British Heart Foundation, the British Lung Foundation. Of course, we've got Action on Smoking and Health. We've even got Public Health England, who have a regional office in Bristol. So to say that suddenly, you know, all this education about the health risks of smoking and all this help for smokers who wish to quit will suddenly go away is complete and utter nonsense. And I think it shows that Smoke-Free South West themselves were becoming a little bit desperate by the fact that they changed their name and suddenly started campaigning on alcohol issues as well. But I think where they really shot themselves in the foot was with their campaign in favour of plain packaging of tobacco. Now, they were using public money to lobby government, so that's just pure political campaigning.
Now, they're not here to defend themselves this morning, so I can't speak for them as such, but I just want to get George's response to what you said about how this was basically a waste of time in the first place. George, what's your response?
To be honest, it's no surprise to hear someone like Simon Clark from Forest. They're an organisation that's almost entirely funded by the tobacco industry, and for him to be arguing against proven effective measures to reduce smoking rates. It's a simple fact that in the South West, Public Health Action was providing an excellent service. The smoking prevalence in the South West has gone down to around 16.9%. It's one of the lowest in England.
Nothing to do with Smoke-Free South West. Nothing to do with Smoke-Free South West. How can you possibly say that when there are so many other anti-smoking campaigns and groups out there who are doing the same work? Why do you need another publicly funded group to simply duplicate the work that many other people are doing? And let's not forget the smoking cessation. E-cigarettes, which is a product that has thrived in the free market without the need for public funding. That's the reason why a lot of people are quitting successfully these days, because they're choosing to switch to e-cigarettes. That has nothing to do with Smoke-Free Southwest.
George?
Well, e-cigarettes are certainly a part of the solution to the smoking problem. There's no doubt about that. But we're seeing data already in England from the Smoking Toolkit, which shows that smoking rates might not have actually gone down in the first time since 2007 when that study started. That's extremely worrying, and that's in the face of quite significant cuts across the board to stop smoking services, including Smoke-Free Southwest. So if you remove funding from these organisations, I'm afraid you might need to see time turning backwards.
I'm sorry, the taxpayers are already paying for a lot of anti-smoking services. I have no problem with education programmes and all the rest of it, but I do object when, you know, taxpayers' money is used on groups like Smoke-Free Southwest. There are other groups around the country as well who are simply duplicating the work, frankly, of people like Cancer Research as well.
I wouldn't call it duplicating. It's complementing the work done by these other organisations. And by complementing that work,
George,
you have a greater impact and drive down smoking rates in a more effective way. That's what these groups were doing.
Gentlemen, thank you for your thoughts on this morning. Very interesting. Later we're going to talk to the MP who chairs a Parliamentary Committee on Smoking and Health. He says the closure of Public Health Action is a classic case of false economy. My thanks to George Butterworth from Cancer Research UK and Simon Clark, the director of Forest, a group that represents smokers. Good morning to Janet in Stoke Gifford, who's been in touch. Thank you, Janet. Janet says, I can understand it's difficult to give up smoking. Those that have been successfully helped and have quit smoking should make a contribution to help funding. Interesting suggestion, Janet. Janet says, I used to like the smell of cigars when I was younger, but I never got hooked. So people who have successfully given up, because one of the selling points, isn't it, that you set aside the health benefits, that you save shed loads of money. Janet says you should make a contribution to help fund smoking cessation services. Interesting suggestion. What about you? Best way to give up smoking? 0345 905 949. Have you got any advice for someone thinking of giving up? Or perhaps you're fed up with being nagged and you're a proud smoker. Public Health Action, who we're talking about this morning, declined to come on breakfast. The Department of Health said in a statement that difficult decisions had to be made to reduce the deficit. It said that councils would still receive £16 billion over the next 5 years to spend on public health.